Opening day for the Orioles a week from today. They open up in St. Petersburg, Florida, against the Rays at Tropicana Field. Tampa Bay sportscaster Steve Big Dog Doomey, host of the afternoons at WDAE, friend of the show here. Steve, what's going on?
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Are people excited in the Tampa Bay area for baseball?
Oh, yeah. It's been a really long, as you well know, really long spring training because of the World Baseball thing. And it feels like they've been playing a half a season. But, yeah, we're getting ready, and I'll be there opening day right there against Bucky's boys.
Yeah, Bucky's boys, who were just a couple of games better than the Rays a year ago. Of course, when you look back, the Orioles had a lot of injuries, but the Rays, well, they lost their best player for most of the year in Evan Longoria. How's his health?
So far, so good, knock on wood. Evan's been playing the Rays. They kind of take it easy on once you have an injury, they overdo it. But Evan's been working on his own pace, and he's actually ripping the cover off the ball right now. So he's really coming along in the field. He made a couple errors yesterday, and that was the bad thing about when he was healthy last year. His glove kind of abandoned him, which is a gold glove at any other time. But there was something wrong there last year. But we saw that resurface yesterday. It doesn't count. But Evan's hitting the ball really well right now.
How do people react to the Shields for Myers trade, one of the big trades of baseball's offseason?
You know what? We're numb to that. We know that the Rays are going to trade pitching when it's time, and they obviously didn't like to see Shieldsy go because he's one of the original Rays. Matter of fact, he was an original Ray, the last one, and he was a fan favorite. Nobody disliked him at all. We knew that it was his time was coming. We've seen it with Kazmir. We've seen it with Garza. We know when it's time they're going to go get some really good prospects or somebody that's major league ready. And when they had that trade, Will Myers, obviously people knew who Will Myers was, and they need a right-handed bat, no question about it. It's going to make this lineup, once he comes up here, really, really strong. And once they figure out a place to play him, it'll make it really strong, but there's plenty of pitching to step right in and take Shields' place.
So Will Myers, I don't know how he's done this spring, but considered one of the great prospects in baseball. A lot of people see the Rays put him in the minor leagues for a couple of months and then maybe altering the entire pennant race whenever he does get called up. Is that what?
Well, didn't you guys do that with Machado last
year?
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Well, the way we're thinking it's going to go. If they keep him in for a month, then they can bring him up and keep his time clock from arbitration going. If they bring him up at a later date, they can do it to get the Super 2 thing out of the way. But this kid needs some seasoning now. I'm telling you, he's when you hear the ball come off the bat, it's like, oh my God, who hit that? Well, you know who hit it, you know. But he's not ready to play in the field every day in the bigs, especially for this team, I don't think.
Steve Dooming from WDAE in Tampa, Florida, joining us. We're talking about the Rays as we continue our American League East preview. And you're talking about trading pitching the right time. I know some Rays fans are concerned about David Price should things go poorly in the first part of this season. What's the thought process right now with Price and Longoria and their contracts and what could happen?
Well, Evan signed a $100 million deal last year, so he's locked in for the rest of his life. So Evan's a Ray forever. Price, not the same. I think everybody knows that David's the next one to go. I mean, my God, he's a $200 million pitcher. You know, there's no way the Rays can afford him even if they got a new ballpark. So Evan, they say they can, and of course they could, but if you're gonna put $30 million towards two players on a $60 million payroll, what are you going to have? That's the thing. It's Stu Sternberg, our owner, says, yeah, we can afford David Price, but who are we going to put around him? You know, that's the big question. Again, fans of the Rays are numb to this. They know it's going to happen, and we also know that Andrew Friedman will get major product in return.
So with that in mind, And considering the year Fernando Rodney had last year and the fact he's coming back, Longoria is locked up. The big trade for Myers went down. You look at the Rays, and you could say this about them each of the last few seasons, but this could be their year. They must be looking at this as their opportunity.
Well, 2 years ago they thought that, and it didn't happen. Last year they kind of caved when Longo went down, and the defense was kind of crappy, which is not Rays baseball. They've gone out. They've improved on that with the shortstop position. They kind of finally firmed that up with Escobar. They bring in James Loney, who's a good glove but not a lot of bat, kind of like a Pena type of thing. But they really like their pitching, and they really like their bullpen, and they really like their defense again. And, you know, hopefully they stay healthy. This team, you know, I think Baseball Perspective has them at like 86 wins, but the people that I talk to that have better knowledge are in the mid-90s for this team. So, yeah, I think they're the team to beat in the American League, and I think a lot of help. Maybe you'll agree, maybe you'll disagree. I think a lot of Toronto is hype.
I agree.
They got the big name. They got the big names, but those teams didn't win from where they came from, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I also think that the Rays, at least on paper, they're probably the team to beat right now in the American League East, considering where the Red Sox are coming from. I agree with you about the Blue Jays. The Orioles, I think they're going to be really good this year, or could be really good, but we'll see. And even if the Orioles are really good, that doesn't really take away from what, you know, the Rays are capable of doing when you think about Longoria and Price, just those two guys in the prime of their career with a pretty good supporting cast and a great manager. I do want to ask you, Steve, finally about the prognosis long-term for the Rays and a potential ballpark. What do you think, and what's the latest? Are they stuck in the trop forever?
No. No, they're not. I think that, you know, cooler heads will prevail here. There's going to come a point in a year or so that where the Rays could literally buy themselves out of the of that lease and do something their own. I mean, there's going to be a new ballpark. There's not a doubt in my mind for the Rays. So will it be in Hillsborough County? I would say it's probably 80-20. So they'll move over they'll move over the bay. It won't stay in Pinellas, I don't think. But there will be a new stadium. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Are they going to blow that thing up?
No, they're going to blow. Well, they might blow the trap up, but they can make $100 million just on a resale of that, put it back on the tax rolls, develop it, and believe me, you can put, there's all kind. If you come, when's the last time, have you ever been down there?
Yeah, I came for the last series of the year last year. And actually, you know, St. Petersburg, I go to spring training every year for a long time.
Yeah.
So I do go to the Tampa airport, and I'm somewhat familiar with that interesting metropolitan area because I do find it interesting. But when you drive by the Trop, it's not exactly an attractive place. But once you get into St. Pete, you know, I don't know what I have in my head, but it wasn't that bad. I stayed at a hotel in St. Pete last year.
St. Pete I would take downtown St. Pete over downtown Tampa in a heartbeat from a nightlife standpoint. It's really growing from an apartment building complex. I mean, it's becoming a vibrant downtown, which you have to have, which if the Rays leave, I mean, it'll still stay vibrant. They're not counting on the Rays to be that vibrant, but look what the Rays have spawned with them being down there. That was a dead city down there. That was a bunch of blue hairs, to be honest with you, down there. And I think everybody looks at Tampa, St. Pete area that way, but there is all the young professionals are down there, and it is the place to go if you're going to have a night out on the town is downtown St. Petersburg. Now, we just had the Grand Prix this past weekend, and you know there's a lot happening here, and that's something that if you go downtown St. Pete, you see all the building that's going on there. It is not what people have the impression of what it should be down there.
Fascinating stuff, Steve Dooming. From WDAE in Tampa, Florida, giving us the Tampa Bay Rays perspective. Steve, we really appreciate it, and maybe we'll get together next time the Orioles head to St. Pete. That's not this first series.
Please do. When we send you away for at 0-3, you know, you can call us again.
I fear the worst with that. There's nothing worse than coming home on your home opener and 0-3 ball club.
Isn't that the truth? I know when I was growing up, I grew up in Philly, but that's many, many years ago. I've been down here for a lot longer, but you know, it's like, don't start 0-3. It just ruins the season.
It gives you the worst feeling. And this is the most anticipated opening day in Baltimore in probably 10 years. So, yeah.
And all you got to do is get David Price, Jeremy Hellickson, and Matt Moore. There you go.
Hey, I think a lot of Orioles players were happy to see James Shields leave the division, in all honesty.
Yeah, well, he gave us the 200 innings. We'll have to rely on the former Fausto Carmona for that now.
The former Fausto Carmona. All right, Steve, Big Dog Dooming, thank you so much. When we come back, much more to get to tonight on Sportsline.